He said from verse 6, the righteousness based on faith speaks as thus. Do not stay in your heart who we are sent to heaven. That is to bring Christ off. Well, do not say that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss to bring him up. I'm jumping now, please. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. What is that? The word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. For from the heart, for with the heart, a person believes resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation. Now, please notice this. Verse 12 says, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all, abounding in mercies for all who call on him. I'm jumping again. Verse 14 says, how then would they call on him who they have not believed? And how would they believe in whom they have not heard? Everybody say heard. And how would they hear without a preacher? Please, I want to modify that a bit to just bring out an issue. How would they hear without paying attention to a preacher? How would they preach unless they are sent? Then I'm jumping again. Verse 17 now says, however, they did not all hear the good news, for Isaiah says, who has believed our report? And that's in verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. There's a reason why I read it like that, because that's actually what he said. There's a principle of hearing and hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Please, I have read this to bring out some interesting points. Because we don't have all the time, I have to say some things very fast. However, let me at this point again, please recommend that you just go out there and take, you know, try and get as many of our MP3 CDs as possible. They are very inexpensive. We did that deliberately. Most places, you have to buy MP3 CDs, you pay more. But here, what we try to do, just to make it as cheap as possible, ₦150 for one MP3 CD. And this is the interesting part. You are allowed to share it. I don't know what I hear what I said. That is, assuming you came with 5 of your friends, and all the titles you like are like 20. Do you follow what I'm saying? You just say, okay, you, buy 4. You buy 4. Then when you get, as soon as you get home, just go to your computers, rip your own off. Do you follow my point? And then rip the other guy. Just copy them to your computers. And when you are through, say, we still have the CD. Say, nah, go sell them to somebody. Just go say, this CD, in fact, I'll give you a discount. It's 120. It sounds funny, right? But I'm hereby begging you, not only saying it's allowed, I'm begging you to do it. But peradventure, you don't want to sell it. You want to dash somebody. It is allowed. Did you hear what I said? Actually, on our website, you can download the messages free. The only reason why I'm just asking you to do that here now is because it's much cheaper for you. The cost of data for us in Nigeria today, we don't have Wi-Fi all over the place. So it's quite high. So since we're in Enugu, that's why I'm encouraging that. All right? Please. There are not too many things we can say in these few hours that we have here over the last few days. That's why I'm encouraging you. And when you go, don't stop hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Are you getting my point? You have to continue to hear. It is important. Please bear that in mind. There are not too many things we can say in this short time. But like I said earlier, my emphasis, my prayer to God is that I will be able to kindle the desire to go after the knowledge of God in the heart of everybody here. Because my people actually perish for lack of knowledge. He said they do not know and they do not understand. Therefore, they walk on in darkness. What you don't know is what keeps you in bondage. One of the reasons why prophets can't prophesy anything that will excite me or annoy me or scare me is because I know more than they realize. You come to me and say you saw a vision. Like this man one day, he's a redeemed pastor. Pastor came with it there. A man came to him and said that he saw a vision that only 2 people are going to heaven in the whole of redeemed Christian Church of God. Redeemed Christian Church of God with all the hundreds of millions of followers worldwide. He said only 2 people are going to heaven. You know what this young man said to the man? Well, I am one. Who's the second person? Some people will go and say, hey, they went to hellfire. They dreamt. They'll be removing earring, confusion. Those people didn't go to any hellfire. They were lying. You know, there are things some people are afraid to tell you. I will tell you. God has never sent anybody to hell because they wore earrings. He doesn't do such things. You know, one thing that happened in heaven is that they don't smoke Indian hemp there. If you get there, you won't find cocaine. God is not confused. Jesus Christ is not mad. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He doesn't just wake up and say, "Eh, you put attachment on your hair. Hellfire." Go and read your scriptures. God has a list of the kind of people he puts in hellfire. He said the fearful, the unbelieving. Do you understand my point? How can you go to hell? You didn't see adultery there. You have seen the woman that plaited her hair. I hereby give you the liberty in Christ Jesus to go and plait your hair. Buy Brazilian, Japanese, or European hair if you have the money. The problem with that is they are expensive. So I keep on telling people, you have to live life according to your level. If you are going through a season in life where you don't have money, just go and join Deeper Life. Say, we know they use cosmetics for our church. It's a very simple life. You know, this life is wisdom. You go and be competing with people who have too much money to do their wedding. Just in our church, no, they say we can't use long gown. Abi, are you lying? But the reason that carried you there is poverty. When you prosper, you will come out. Say, all things are passed away. You know why we didn't do that? Ignorance is a terrible thing. Then when I met this man in his office, a man said he's a prophet. That God said to him that only two people are going to heaven, the whole of Redeemed Christian Church of God. The man just said, square. I am one. You and the rest, me and I go choose, play ballot on who will be the second person. Call the GO, say, in there on the competition list. Too, because me, I have already entered. No, you know what I'm saying of this thing? Many of these are the people running up and down. It doesn't bother me because they are not founded on the word of God. And it's only because I know that word of God. That's why I can say that. The story I used to like to illustrate, it happened recently. My phone rang early in the morning. One man told me, "Excuse me, sir, they said we should go and bathe with salt water and drink salt water because of Ebola." I was asleep. My sleep was in the third gear, you know, because I slept late. Actually, I slept very early. Then I woke up and was awake for a long time. So I went back to sleep very late. So that was around 6 a.m. I was still asleep. I didn't even know the gist. I just said, Ebola, salt water. I said, it's a lie. I didn't have to get up, pick my medical textbooks to check whether Ebola is sensitive to salt water or not. Without batting an eyelid, I just said to the fellow straight, it is a lie. Why? It is because of training. I know about viruses. I know how these hemorrhagic fevers are transmitted. I particularly know because of the epidemic at that time, I know what Ebola virus, how it spread. And I said, bathing with salt water is senseless. Otherwise, everybody in Lagos just enter ocean, come out. You get my point? You know what I'm saying? I knew that, so I told him flat, it's a lie, and I went back to sleep. By the time I woke up and went out that day, I found that half of Nigerians, the price of salt don't go up for market sale because men. But why was I not moved? It is because of knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your soul. Let me just put it like that. You can't afford to walk around this life ignorant. Many people have been taken captive because of ignorance. A man comes to your doorstep and imposes a fast on your household. Why? Because he calls himself a prophet. And you are fasting the fast. If a prophet gets to my door, knocks, go, hello. In this house, God says you should fast for 5 days and see and pray for 8 days. Otherwise, there will be trouble. I will say, prophet, please come tomorrow morning. When he comes, I will serve him my breakfast. Sit down, eat. Just to prove to you, I'm not planning to fast with you. You are afraid, you are confused. You want to impose your confusion and your fear upon my household. If you don't get away from here now, you will start fasting. out of disease, when you are sick, you know, go fetch up. One day, one of those prophets was walking on the road. It happened to somebody my friend knows. So my friend gave me the story when we were serving those days. And he got there. You know, this is Eastern Nigeria. You know, maybe that's part of my issue. I grew up in the West. Some of these people are seen here for the first time. We were sleeping with those things when we were children. They don't walk on the road here. In the West, they walk on the road, ringing bell. They don't have them here. Maybe in the villages. Oh, come to that side. All of them wore white. They wore suits now. That's why they now, you know, don't laugh. When they finish in the West and the place is full, they run to the East because, you know, like all these traditional healers, you know, they always brag that we are Oduduwa children.
They bring herbs from the hinterland, the Yoruba land. I want to come and confuse people in Enugu here. I didn't say don't buy you. I'm just telling you that they like to export because they know people there are already tired of them. They now run down to fresh area. Some of those prophets, that was what happened. So one of those was walking on the road. He was ringing. He stopped where a car was parked. Blood! Blood! I see blood! He did not know that the owner of the car was Holy Ghost filled. A true child of God who knows the word of God. That one came here. He came there. What did you see? That the man needs to pray and fast because he's seen blood. That one said, come. For your information, it is your blood you will soon find on this car. He grabbed the guy. Stay here. Let me tell you, I am a child of God. Do you understand? Any blood you see on this car, it is as the car is jamming you and killing you. So it can. Did he pray about it? Pray about what? If I'm going on the road and you see blood on my car, and you really see it, I'll tell you, look closer. How many of you have watched Lion King? Look closer. Are you looking? Look closer. Say after me, the blood of Jesus. Say, get away from here now before I show you your own blood. It will not, God is my witness, it won't scare me one bit. Why? Because I understand one simple principle, that my life is hid with Christ in God. That's all. Like I said to you, the reason why I'm talking like this, I want you also to go after the knowledge of the word of God. That is where freedom is. Nobody can pray you into freedom. You can only have knowledge into freedom. Are you getting what I'm going to say? It is what you know that brings you into freedom. It is not the prayer that is set for you. Don't let any... Oh God, that is so strong on my mind this evening. Don't let any prayer contractor turn you to a client. You hear what I said? Do not allow any prayer contractor turn you to a client. Please, that's just what I wanted to say there. I was explaining something earlier. That we're talking about the law of faith. Listen to what I want to say. I'm starting from here now. Everything that I've said so far was not my message for today. Now I'm starting my message for today. Please tell me, start. Don't worry, you still go home on time. All right? I'll try and finish on time. This is actually the message I brought for today. And I want you to pay attention. Look at me and don't shift your eyes. I start from here. Thousands of years ago, God fulfilled a promise that he made to mankind from the days of Adam. And what did he do? He sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to come and die for you and for me. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you why you have to believe in Jesus Christ. And in case you've believed already, which I believe most people here have, I only attract Christians when I go to preach, you understand? So I know most people here are believers. Let me just explain something to you about the Lord Jesus. Why you believe in him. What the importance of believing in him. There is a rule in the realm of the spirit. Let me start from this one. When man sinned, every sin must be paid for. Bear that in mind. Anytime God makes a will, that's another rule. One, every sin must be paid for. Another rule is this. Nothing is free in the realm of the spirit. Every blessing must be paid for. Air is not free. Nothing is free. None of God's blessings are free. Not one. All of them, somebody must pay for them. That is second rule. Bear that in mind. One, every sin must be atoned for. Number two, every blessing must be paid for. Are you getting my point? Number three, every will that is made, all right, must be, I want to use the word, must have a testator, if you use King James in the book of Hebrews. A testator is the covenant animal that is sacrificed, are you getting my point, to make the will of effect. Okay, I have another word for it. Every will must have a seal. Yeah, that's a better word in modern day law. Every will must have a seal. Now, this is what Jesus Christ is. Number one, he is the atonement sacrifice for all the sins of mankind. Did you hear what I said? Yes, that's what he is. Number two, He is the payment for all the blessings that God ever promised. That is number two. Just by the way, you don't buy God's blessings with your money. Bear that in mind. I'm stuck on that. Okay, let me quickly see number three. For any will to be of effect, the testator must die. And Jesus died to make every promise of God, every will that God made, of effect. One of the promises is that I will be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters to me. We read that from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 towards the end. And Jesus died so that you and I can become sons and daughters of God. That is why we believe in Jesus Christ. It is not because we want to go to church. Let me say this to you quickly. Every religion is trying to reach out to God. Christ is God reaching out to man. Are you getting my point? If I can see everything and I'm looking for you, which one is better? If you are blind and you are looking for me, who would you rather go towards the other person? Would you rather me come to look for you or you come to look for me? A blind person would rather be on one spot and let the same person come and look for him. True or false? That's true. Jesus Christ is God coming down to look for us. The Bible says he came unto his own, not his own went to look for him. And his own did not receive him. Now as many as received him, so God comes to people in Jesus Christ. I want to bear that in mind, please. Very important. That is why you and I believe in Jesus Christ. You do not pay for his blessings with your money. There is one thing that goes around in Christianity today. Everywhere I'm given the opportunity, I always like to knock it down. I've done that over the last few days. I must say one more time. Your money is not the reason God is giving anything to you. I know in today's Christianity, we make it look as if we want a blessing from God, we must give something to him first. I say it again and again, it is totally not true. I do not care the caliber of people that have preached it, it is not true. The Bible says in this book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say the grace of Jesus. The Bible says he was rich, but for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. If that is not good enough, nothing is good enough. The reason God prospers you is simply because Jesus died for you. Please bear that in mind. Now, I went through all of this to let you understand this is the principle of life. Anything you will receive in life must be... Now, if you're a Christian here, say amen.
Amen.
Anything you will receive in life must be because of where you're focused. I should read this. It will help you understand what I'm saying. I keep on emphasizing to Christians, if God blesses you, he will be a generous giver. It's ignorance. That is why Christians are not givers. If God gives you understanding, I need us to read these scriptures. Very, very important. Because of time, I may leave it. But it's in book of, the one I'm referring to is the book of Genesis, John chapter 3. Don't bother opening to it because of time. John chapter 3 from verse 14. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life. And I said in verse 16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but do what? Have everlasting life. Notice what he said. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him, that is the same way people believed in the serpent that was lifted up, so as to get their healing. Anybody that will be blessed now must look up to whom?
Jesus.
Must look up to whom?
Jesus.
Must look up to whom?
Jesus.
Say it loud, please.
Jesus.
I want to hear that name again.
Jesus.
I want to hear it one more time.
Jesus.
We must magnify that name. We must magnify that name. If you are going to be healed in the wilderness, that's in Numbers chapter 21, What happened was that people were beaten. They were afflicted. The serpent beat them because of their iniquities. And when they cried to God, and Moses cried to God on their behalf, God said, lift up a serpent, and whoever looks at that serpent will be healed. Please, I want you to read something here. If you have an Amplified Bible, if you don't bother opening to it. But if you have an Amplified Bible, open to the book of Numbers chapter 21. I need to read this. This is the meaning of the word believe. If you have never heard this before, please pay attention. The book of Numbers chapter 21 defines for us what it means to believe. Listen to me. Everything God has given you in Christ Jesus, except you activate it by faith, is not your portion. Remember, I started by saying something. Every promise, every will, every blessing must be paid for. And Jesus paid for your blessing. If he paid for your blessing, say amen.
Amen.
God has already accepted full payment for your blessing. That's number one. Number two, we said that every covenant must have a testator. Every will. So that will, Jesus was the testator. He died to make it of every effect. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
What that simply means, and this happens a lot of times. Let us assume that your parents send you money. You're a student. You did not know because you lost your phone or your bank doesn't give you alert. And you don't go, so they sent you 25,000 naira. Your fees for the exam is 18,000. Are you getting my point? Your parents sent you 25 in time to pay for the exam, but you did not know. It's the morning of the exam, you do not know. Assuming nobody lent you the money, I want to ask you a question. Will you be let into the exam hall? Why? You haven't paid your fees. Does it mean your parents are wicked? No. They sent you the money, you did not know. This happens all the time. And the same thing happens in the realm of the spirit. If God gives you a blessing and you don't know about it, it does you no good. That's why he said, my people perish. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When they don't know, the thing that God has done for them does not bless them. The thing that worries most of us is ignorance. We don't know what Jesus did for us. There are those who are still looking for how to sow a seed for their future. Because they don't know that Jesus paid the price for their future. Now I want to say this to shock a lot of people. Get ready to be shocked. Apart from those who are used to hearing me, you'll be shocked. I want to say something boldly, and I'm not kidding about it. Using an average, just reasoning generally, I can say assuredly that at least 80% of the offerings Christians give today are not accepted by God. Not less than 80%. See that dutiful putting of money in church? Most of the time, God doesn't collect it. We pastors are happy. Any pastor that's not happy, he don't want to agree. They are happy. But you know, God in heaven doesn't receive most of them. The logical question in your mind is what? Why? Thank you. I'll tell you. God said, I, the Lord, I search the heart. I test the mind. That is, before I look at money, I check why it came. God said, I don't look on the outside. I look at what? The heart. So God doesn't look at the cash. I keep on telling Christians, money is never a seed. The seed is the word of God. If you know how things work, money is not a seed. Because every seed has its appropriate soil. The appropriate soil for money, cash as a seed, is not church. It is business. If you want to look at it like that. In church, money is a sign. What did I call it?
Sign.
Is it what?
A sign.
It tells us what is happening in your heart. Do you get my point? Now, we told a joke earlier. As my children were coming down for this seminar, and we saw that funny American car. You see one of those very funny cars, very low, two tiny tires in front, two fat tires behind, you know, open roof, looking like something out of a spaceship. And my son, man, said, that's one baby I'd like to have, you know. because watching cartoon, that's the day some of those talk. And I said, how much is it? 7-year-old asking how much it is. You know what I said to him? I said the price doesn't matter. Daddy can buy it. You know that's supposed to be final. That was the answer I gave him. I said, the price doesn't matter. When you need it, Daddy will buy it. So the guy felt good. Am I sowing a seed into his life in case I bought something like that for him? No. The money is a sign of fatherhood. It's a sign of what? Love. If I buy my wife a beautiful necklace and say, it's Christmas, wear this, I'm not sowing a seed into her life. It's a sign of love. If my wife came to me and said, please, I would like a very nice gold ring, a necklace, so, because one I have is not good again. I want to buy one. I said, no, sorry, I can't buy. And then I go to my office, and one woman of my office said that, my gold ring chain is getting tarnished. I need another one. And I take money and buy for that woman. What is that? You don't even know how to describe it. Iniquity. Kingston, God bless you. That is iniquity. You don't need a prophet to tell you this man's heart is not with his wife. Yeah. His heart is somewhere else. The Bible says you have committed adultery inside your heart already. Is the money the seed? No. It's a sign of where my heart is. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why is it that God does not accept 80% minimum of the offerings Christians give today? I will tell you. It is because most of them are bribes. Most of them are seeds for what they are asking for. When God says simply, ask and you shall receive, and your joy will be full. God says something simply. He said, they have not because, he said, you have not because you ask not, not because you sow not. You say, what about seed? Money seed, the way we talk about it. Money and giving is a Christian habit. Any Christian who is not a cheerful giver is walking in iniquity. You cannot say you're a Christian and your money is not preaching the gospel. You're a Muslim. Yes. I mean, even the Islamic people, they put all this Boko Haram bombing. You think the money raised from the sky? One of the people, you know, Americans, when they want to fight this jihad, you understand? When they want to fight these Islamic militants, there are a number of people they go after to kill. One, they kill the low-level militants. The suicide bomber, kill him before he can kill somebody. The people who carry the gun, they kick those guys. That's one. The army commanders, the military commanders, they kill those ones. Number two they go after are the clerics who preach the anointing to kill yourself. Yeah, because when an Islamic cleric preaches his message to you, you strap a bomb. Those militants, those what they call radical clerics, they also go after those ones. If they see one guy is a seriously radical Islamic cleric, they will bomb his mosque. Because if you kill him, he can't recruit people with his words. Words are powerful. Words are powerful. I don't want to waste time. I'll prove to you now. I'll just do one or two things. You realize how powerful it is to be a preacher, even if you're an Islamic preacher. Listen to me, words are very powerful. Number three kinds of people that they go after are the financiers. If Americans find out you are sending money to jihadists, they will arrest you. If they find a Nigerian who is sending money to jihadists in Yemen, they will come to Nigeria and insist that the Nigerian government gives them that person. And if you refuse, no problem. You that they want, better go and hide. Because one day you'll be going on the road, you'll disappear. Sometimes you are going on the road, there will be an explosion, and there will be no corpse to bury. You have been vaporized. Now, I'm trying to bring out an issue here. In the same manner, if the gospel is going to move, is it the jihadists that will give money to the gospel? That's what I preach to Christians. That is why we Christians give to church. That's why. We're not trying to bribe God for anything. Jesus has already paid for everything. Are you getting my point? So our money is a sign of our faith. For that reason, every offering you have been given, which is a seed, died on planting. I need a car. Therefore, I give out a spare tire. No, it's not Christianity. I know we are preaching for a long time. It's now time for maturity. Let's grow up. If you want something, ask God for it sincerely in your heart, knowing that Jesus paid. What it means to pray in the name of Jesus is to pray believing that Jesus has paid. When you confess your sins, you are forgiven because Jesus paid. Forgiveness is not free. I hope you are going to say. Forgiveness is what? Not free. The only reason why you can be forgiven and you get away scot-free and you don't go to hellfire is because Jesus paid. The same premise upon which you are forgiven is the same premise upon which you are prospered. Every other thing you do is a sign of what? Faith. That's why I said, as of today, my conservative estimate is that 80% of the monies that Christians give, God doesn't understand. Some people come to give, oh, this is another one, to pay for their sins. The onion she will go into the market and steal and come to church on Sunday and share. He's a thief. He sells fake products. He has a filling station. When he sells you 20 liters, you are getting only 18 liters. He has collected the other 2 liters carefully so as to line his own pocket. Then when they say, we want to build a new cathedral, only me will pay for the roof. You know what he's trying to do? He wants God to forgive him of stealing. Listen to me. It's only repentance and confession that brings forth forgiveness. Giving does not. So all those monies given so as to buy forgiveness, they went into a pit. God did not collect them. All those ones given so as to buy God's favor, God also does not collect. Even though we churches are happy. I am sure, I run a ministry. Being here for these few days is not free. You understand my point? I am sure some people have sent me us money because they are trying to pay for their sins. How will I know the difference? Now, bank, you put them. Bank did not ask, say, is this for forgiveness of sins? Or is it a seat for breakthrough? I'm sure. People have sowed seed into my life before, believing that God, in fact, thank you. Somebody say anointing. Some people say you want a man of God's anointing, you give him a seed. I know you have done it before. Please don't do it again. The only man who did it in the Bible, his name is Simon the sorcerer. And Peter said to him, your money perish with you. So let's forget that one. If you want the anointing of a man of God, there's only one way to get it. One. In fact, you can't even get it. How can you get it if you don't have the same ministry? He said, what about Elijah? I got Elisha's son. Go and read it very well. God said to Elijah, you anoint this man, and anoint Elisha as prophet in your stead. God called Elisha to come and take over from Elijah before Elijah said, come. It was not his decision to just take over the anointing from Elijah. Oh, you never heard that before? It's in the scriptures like that. So you can't just use Ogboju to collect somebody's anointing. Another point you must know about Elijah's anointing and Elisha's anointing. They said this was the Elisha that used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. And some people say, let's go and serve the man of God so we can tap his anointing. Again, error. Because I, the Lord, I check the heart. This is your service. It has an ulterior motive. And just in case you did not know, it was not the pouring of the water on the hands of Elisha that transferred the anointing. It was that while the man was pouring water on the hands of Elisha, he had a constant close proximity with that man. So most of the words Elisha ever spoke, the first person to hear them was Elisha. Once Elijah is speaking, Elisha is hearing. The spirit is transmitted first and foremost by words. The words that I speak, they are spirit. That is, they carry a spiritual substance that impart life. Some people will stay far away. They'll be sending a man of God offering. They don't listen to him. They don't come to his church. They're expecting his anointing. I love it. The cash should just be making me richer. As for my anointing, forget it. The only way you can get, there are two kinds of anointing I carry, and every man of God, there are two. There is an anointing to minister, to be able to speak the word of God with fluency and impart his spirit. That is one. The anointing, that is an ability. But it's a second anointing, which is actually the spirit that is being released, which when it gets to somebody's life, it changes the person's life. For example, if I preach to you, you will become healed. If I preach to you, you will become rich. If I preach to you, you will live long. And I'm not joking about that. That second one only comes as you pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't have to lay hands on you. I don't have to. Just pay attention as I speak. That is the Elisha that is pouring water on the hands of Elijah. It is proximity. It's not this physical service. We must get these things clear. Christians must understand that everything they are getting in life is because Jesus paid for them. You cannot get Elijah's first, I told you there are two types of anointing. That first one, that the ability to prophesy, ability to minister like Elijah did, you cannot get that one except you are called to replace Elijah. Otherwise, collect your anointing direct. The question is, who did Elijah collect his own anointing from? Did you hear that he was ministering to somebody else? The reason why Elisha had to take over from him was because the same work was continuing. If you read it, God at the point in time decided to replace Elijah. He said, this man will replace you. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. So listen to me. Everything we get actually is because Jesus paid for them. And that is the emphasis I'm trying to lay. It is because Jesus paid for them. And when you are going to pray, always have it in mind that what I am going to get is because Jesus paid for it. My message to you this evening, like I said specifically, is this. You must know what Jesus paid for. Did you hear what I said? Many people are struggling for what Jesus has already paid for. You must know what it is that Jesus paid for. We read something just now. Did I finish reading it? Numbers chapter what? 21. I said, let me read it for you in the Amplified Bible. So everything that Jesus paid for, you must know them. And this is how they come into your life in results. It is because you do what I'm about to read here in the book of Numbers. How was a serpent treated in the wilderness? I'm going to read verse 9. And that's because of time. I have to hurry. And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard. And it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Please, I need to read that in the Amplified Bible so as to make it very clear. Verse 9. And Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. And if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked at the serpent of bronze attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. I need to read that again because this is power. Somebody say power. He said, Jesus. Now, I want to, because of our time, let's just get down to it quickly. If Jesus is lifted up and anybody believes in him, like they believed in the serpent, they will be healed. They will be saved. Their lives will be transformed. How is that going to happen? It is simple. Let's look at how the serpent was looked at. This is what it means to have faith in that serpent that was lifted up, the bronze serpent in the Old Testament. When they looked at the serpent of bronze attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze. I need you to repeat it after me. Say, they looked at the serpent attentively. Say attentively. Expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze. Let's go by it again. Say attentively, expectantly, steady, absorbing. I need to also take it one more time. Attentively, expectantly, steadily, absorbingly. He said, when they look
at the serpent like that, they lived. Remember, Jesus is what? The Word of God. Everything that God promised in Christ Jesus, promised to do for mankind, was made effective in whom? In Christ Jesus. Now, this is what I want to tell you. God has released promises over your life. Say amen.
Amen.
God has released abundance over your life. Say amen.
Amen.
I said something earlier. If you do not know about it, you'll be struggling around. That is why you are trying to sow a seed for your future instead of just giving and being a generous giver. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. He never said he loves a cheerful investor. I always like to say. Most Christians are nothing these days but investors. They never give anything unless they are sure they will get something back. Man of God must come and promise heaven and earth before they agree to drop money. There is something I tell Christians. One time I have to ask, because it's okay to ask people to give. I've been in churches before and they say, look, we need to do this. Our brethren need to give. I say, brethren, we need to give. One day, I like to tell this story to let you know my attitude towards money. I'm the head of my alumni fellowship currently, the president. And we spend money. Each time we meet, we spend over 4 million naira for our conventions. All right? Because you come in, you check into your hotel room. We rent a very decent hotel. You come with your wife. We just give you a room. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's just for those of us who are there. So everything is free. So we spend a lot of money. We do spend a lot of money. In excess of 4 million naira each time we gather like that. All right? And nobody asks any question. You just walk in. You write your name. All right? If you come alone, you're a single person, man or woman, you may have to share a hotel room with other people. But if you're married, we don't even ask questions. We give you. Sometimes, if you have too many children, we give you two. And we are not asking questions. Just to show up. And last time, we usually hold use what is currently the best hotel in Benin. All right? Because of the grounds and everything. Pay a lot of money on daily basis for the hall. It's a 3-day meeting. So we incur a lot of expenses. And God is very kind. We always pay our expenses. So one day, anyway, something went wrong. I just saw money was not complete. So I asked my guys, because I don't handle money, I'm just the president, you know. So I asked my guys to handle money. What happened? They said, Brennan didn't finish. I said, what? Money was not complete? It was strange. It had not happened to us. It hadn't happened, happened to us like that in years. So one day, I was talking to my guy who was in charge, one of the secretaries. What's going on? He said, he called me. He said, one brother just sent 100,000 naira. He told me the name of the brother. I said, he did. I took the phone, called another brother. I said, I heard your friend sent 100,000 naira. Call him, I'm wondering whether his head is correct. You'll have thought, yeah, be happy. I said, no. I said, tell him, if people like him are giving 100,000 naira, that's how I'm having problems. So that one said, sister, can I confess? I said, which kind of confession? He said, me too, I also give 100,000 naira. I said, you did what? 100,000. He said, sorry, sir, I'm going to the bank. I said, yes, drop the phone. Also the bank. Go and put the balance. That is my attitude. I believe Christians should be generous. I told him simply, I said, if you and your friend are giving 100,000 naira, who will bring the balance? Because we all know what God has done for everybody. Are you getting my point? When it's preaching time, they give people like me microphone. When it's giving time, we give you microphone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, we know who has which anointing. There's financial anointing. We know where it is. Some Christians want to sow seed to reach that level. Sometimes God didn't give you that anointing. Don't just bother yourself. Just be a good Christian. Be a generous giver. And let those who have the anointing have the anointing. Look, how will it be that me and Aliko Dangote are having a meeting right now on building a new refinery? Will you be here? Leave that to those who are doing business. Some of you here, God will lift you to that level in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, God will lift you to that level. So that if you want to hold this kind of meeting, we'll just call you. You say, sir, how much will it be? I say, 1.5 million. You just say, okay, let me just make it 2 million so that we won't have to talk until the next meeting. I'll say, God bless you. Go and make more money. That is my attitude towards it. I believe Christians should be generous. Are you getting my point? However, there is nothing we are giving to God so that he may give back to us. A lot of people are struggling to give to God simply because they want him to give to them, not realizing that Jesus has already paid for everything he will ever give to them. Do you follow what I'm saying? So men are struggling. Look at what we read just now. What should they actually do? They should lift up their eyes and say, Jesus has paid for this. And focus on it. If they lose money, they still focus on it. Are you getting my point? If they are broke, they still focus on it. Why? Because I know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, so that I, through his poverty, might be made rich.
I am not giving him money to get it. Jesus has already given him blood to get it. Do you get my point?
Yes.
Please, I pray Christians understand this. Because of ignorance, we are running after what Jesus has actually already done for us. Jesus has already paid. Do you get my point? He has already paid. For that reason, I am not struggling to pay. What is my struggle? In quote, believe. Paul said, labor to enter into the rest. Because those who have entered into the rest, they have ceased from their own works. How do they enter the rest? By faith. And Hebrews said, how can they believe except they pay attention to a preacher? And now I modified that scripture to make something clear. I'm laying my emphasis somewhere. How can they believe except they pay attention to preaching? They can't. Everything God wants to do for you in life is by faith. What is faith? I understand that Jesus already paid.